A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Ksubas Samach Hei Amid Beis, Ksubas 65B, pagination 130. Towards the bottom of the page, a new perek starting with the Mishnah. Mitzias Ha'isha. If a woman finds something, she finds $100 bill, Uma'ase Yodeha, and whatever she produces during a marriage in terms of her talent, she produces wool, for example, wages, lebaila goes to her husband. And again, talking about a married woman during the marriage, the husband in the structure of Jewish marriage has responsibilities to her. And while she's in that relationship, if she generates these types of money, it goes to the husband. V'yirushasa, and regarding an inheritance, that means that it came to her from somebody that she inherits. Hu ochel peros b'chayeha, he is allowed to eat the benefits, but the principal belongs to her. There is an aside that the husband inherits his wife, but the statement v'yirushasa, followed by the words hu ochel peres b'chayeha, would be referring to an inheritance that comes to her, and therefore he only gets the benefit. The rent of the building goes to him, but the principal, the actual building itself, belongs to her. When he inherits fully. The Mishnah continues, what happens if a married woman is damaged by somebody else? So the Mishnah addresses boshta upogma shelo, the embarrassment and the devaluation belongs to her. Those are the words of the Tanakhama. But the way we paskin is the dissenting view. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that there's actually a percentage, because there's an awareness that when she gets damaged or embarrassed, part of that is the husband's damage and embarrassment. Bizman shebeseser, if the damage is done privately, let's learn simply a private part of the body. Lo shnei chalakim, she gets two parts. Velo echad, and he gets one third. Uvizman shebegaloi, but if it's something that's noticeable to the public, her face, her arms, lo shnei chalakim, he gets two parts. Velo echad, and she gets one third. However we do the division, one-third, two-thirds, but shalo, whatever's coming to him, yinasin miyad, gets paid to him right away, and he's allowed to spend it. V'shalo, but the amount that's paid to her, yilokach bohin karka, they would buy real estate with it, v'hu ochel peros, and he gets the benefit of the fruit, whatever it generates, and she owns the principal. Should he die before her or divorce her, then she would get the principal because that belongs to her throughout. If, however, she dies first, then he would inherit her and would inherit this real estate as well. The pattern over here is really based on the basic marriage as described in Talmudic literature, where anything that she brings into the marriage is going to be viewed as nichse malug, where he gets the benefit of what it generates, but the principle belongs to her. Similarly, by a yerusha, by an inheritance that comes in during the marriage, and similarly regarding damages that come to her during the marriage. Now, our Mishnah only addressed part of the payments that are given to a person when they are damaged. We know that there are actually five different payments: Nezek, damage; Tsar, pain; Ripui, the doctor bills; Sheves, the lost wages; and Boshes, the embarrassment. So let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, Siman Pei Gimel, Sif Aleph. Based on additional source material, the Mechaber does a synopsis of what would happen in such a case. Hachovo be'eshes ish, a person does damage in a married woman. Hasheves v'haripui labaila, the lost wages go to the husband, because, as we know, the wages that she earns during marriage go to him. So if they're going to be lost wages, masa yadayim, it's going to go to him. Ripui, the doctor bills, go to the husband, but not because he's going to make any money on the deal. It's simply a reimbursement. The husband has responsibility to heal her, to provide the necessary doctor bills throughout, and therefore whatever is being generated through this claim is going to go to him, but again, simply as reimbursement. It's not like he could take a cheap doctor and make money on the deal. It's simply that he is expending that very money that's proper on his wife's behalf, and therefore he takes those payments as reimbursement. V'hatsa'ar shelo, and the payments of pain go to her. The Beis Shmuel makes an observation over here that lo nispayer, it has not been adequately defined whether these payments of pain go to her exclusively. She pockets the money and she can actually spend it. She could buy chocolate bars for herself. Or are these payments similar to what was described in the Mishnah, that they become like Nichse Malug, where we take the money, invest it in real estate. Real estate belongs to her, but the profits generated go to the husband. And should he die, she could walk off, or if he divorces her, she could walk off with the real estate that was purchased with this pain money. It's a very, very big difference whether she could spend it right now. The Beis Shmuel makes an observation that in Siman Pei Hei, Sif Zayin, when the Mechaber describes Ba'u li yada nechosim achar shenises, cases where assets came to her after the marriage is already in place, he gives examples, including Boshta upagma, and he calls them Nichse Malug. They're going to be handled in this principle and what is produced type of partnership. But there is no mention over here of Tsar, and there is reason to believe that the Tsar payment, the pain payment, goes to her exclusively as a payment for her pain, for what she underwent when this damage was done to her. And finally, the Mechaber mentions v'haboshes v'hanezek regarding the embarrassment and the damage, the devaluation. It would depend im begaluyhu, if it was a part of her body that's in the public, kigon shechoval b'faneho uvetzavora, like her face or her neck, obiyada, her hand, zroseha, her arms. Hashlish shalosh ne shilishe leva'al, then it gets divided 1/3, 2/3 in favor of the husband. V'imbeseiserhu, and if it was in a private area where it's hidden, hanezek hashlish leba'al, 1/3 goes to the husband, ubeis shilishim la'isha, and 2/3 go to the woman. The Rama mentions that if the damage was done in the form of chireif osa, she was disgraced, bidvarim, through words, then generally that's not handled by a enforceable payment. But in pisa b'mamon, if the person chose to appease her by payment of money, then there also there would be this division of one-third, two-thirds. But in this case, it's not the part of her body that we're discussing, but rather chirfuha begalui, if it was done in a public location, then it would be two-thirds, one-third, divided according to the same specifications that were mentioned before. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.